Hi, this is Callamore. I cannot tell you how pleased I am to bring to you my very first hypnosis file of my very own. Up until now, all of my files have been voiced by other hypnotists, while I have artfully edited their files and added finishing touches like backgrounds, subliminals, and binaural beats. Making so many files, refining my technique has allowed me to listen to many different files, watching how each hypnotist had developed their own technique, honed their own skills, and had found their own way to take you down deeper and deeper the more you listen to their files. So many inductions and so many files that I now have my own favorites. I now find myself watching warp my mind every day for new files to review. And I also now find myself listening every day to my favorites, trying to better learn how I can make you go spiraling down deep into trance whenever I want. Today, I wanted to share with you something a little bit different. This induction was developed for a young man with a painful, crippling form of arthritis. The subject badly wanted to go into trance, and he said, "Something is holding me back. I don't know what." Since then, it has been used with many other, less resistant subjects. As with most inductions, I tell people ahead of time what to expect. Then they understand that these strange and seemingly incomprehensible things are being said for their benefit. In other words, I may say, "I'm going to read you something called the mystifying induction." Now, to be honest, I always have a hard time remembering this one, so I invariably read it. Before we start, be sure you have done what you can to eliminate all distractions. Turn off your phone, put out the cat, close and lock the door. Make sure you have 40 minutes or so to relax and listen to me now. Sit or lie down in a safe, relaxing spot and imagine I am there with you, behind or maybe beside you, just reading the induction as you follow my words. Getting more comfortable now, why don't you just pick a spot to look at, on the wall or ceiling, and just keep your eyes focused on that spot while I read you the induction. As your eyes become more focused on that spot, noticing its color, its shape, its texture, everything around it may start to become a little blurry. No worries, that's perfectly natural. Just watch, and now let yourself breathe slowly and relax. You may close your eyes at any time. You may go into trance at any time, or just simply listen to the following. I want to tell you about a rather strange and bewildering experience one of our hypnotists had as he went about inducing trance in a person in whom it was rather difficult to distinguish what was happening inside him. Accordingly, the hypnotist resorted to juxtaposing and mixing up various opposite phenomena in order to induce the desired state. All of this might not make sense to you right now, but by the time we're done, you may definitely feel in your own way or sense in your body the meaning of what follows. You know how it is when you're glad you do something, looking back on the experience maybe, appreciating it with the perspective of time or distance. Well, I'm glad that the hypnotist recorded his exact words that day, which I will read verbatim to you now. Bob, his name was Bob. I know, and you know, and many others know, that you and I, and most everybody, has a right hand and a left hand, a left foot and a right foot, a right ear and a left, and a conscious mind as well as an unconscious mind. With all those things, we have many experiences, even way back there when we learned to count 1, 2, 3. Perhaps experiencing a certain feeling or sensation on one side as opposed to the other, or maybe both at the same time. Now, Bob, one time I was working with a man who insisted on being called by his last name, which was Inskeep, a rather uncommon name. I said, "Inskeep, right now I would like you to watch and imagine, just watch and imagine without any conscious effort, a tingling in your left hand for just a moment, and then imagine that tingling in your right hand. That's the way, Inskeep. Don't do it, just imagine it. And now we're going to speed it up a bit. Quick now, imagine a tingling in your left earlobe, and then the same thing in your right earlobe, and then a numbness or a tingling in the left third of your right hand, and a tingling or a numbness in the right third of your left hand. Autonomy, independence, out there. That's right. I know this may sound confusing, but just keep on like you're doing. No conscious effort is required at all. And whatever you feel in any of your extremities is just fine. And pay careful attention with your mind." Inskeep was sitting in a chair just like yours, Bob, and he told me that as we talked about his hands, he was having a difficult time curling up his toes inside his shoes, interesting as that might sound or feel. We then continued. Inskeep, cold and hot, hot and cold, and the many temperatures in between. 80 degrees, 30 degrees, 75 degrees, 43 degrees, and no one needs a master's degree to feel any of those things. People can develop a light trance, or medium trance, or a deep trance, whatever their unconscious mind desires, even though sometimes the conscious mind might try to watch and interpose something different. Just imagine, Inskeep, just imagine for a moment a lightness in most of your right hand and a heaviness down there in the bottom part of your left foot. Right hand, left foot, most up here and bottom part down there, very good, and then a heaviness in a third of your left hand, and a lightness in your right foot, not all of your left foot, but in just a meaningful part of it. Lightness, heaviness, up here, down there, not all of, just a part of, doing fine, just imagining, and knowing that strength means strong mind that can't not possibly, not ever resist not drifting off. Inskeep, going inside, a person can still watch and pay attention to outside things at the same time, without even trying, independently. Imagine a heavy rubber glove on one hand and a soft, warm mitten on the other, either the left or the right, and imagine reaching down and touching a part of your foot that has a numbness or a tingling. Or on the other hand, imagine a heavy woolen sock on one foot, perhaps the left or the right, and reaching that foot up there to touch one of those hands that has developed a particular warmth or coldness, maybe a tingling warmth or a numbing coldness in either or maybe both. Someone said to me once that extremities have a deep meaning, but I know that not knowing, forgetting, or partially realizing in a light or medium way out there is something that also provides something worth watching and noticing, and whatever happens in your body is just fine. But Inskeep, I personally have no authority to permit your mind to drift, so just concentrate on your body. Bob had been paying close attention and by now had experienced many things in his extremities, but he had also noticed how his breathing had changed almost imperceptibly. He told me later that this experience was not unlike something he remembered when he was very young, filling up a plastic bucket on the beach, and the bucket very quickly filled with sand and overflowed, while the hole in the ground filled with water, and the more he dug, both the bucket and the hole overflowed. And all he learned from the experience was that forever after, whenever he met someone named Doug, he felt almost overloaded, whatever that means. Bob also had a teacher in junior high whose last name was Duggan. Mr. Duggan would catch him daydreaming out there in the back row and say to him, "Drift off on your own time, Bob, not mine." "Inskeep," I continued, "just imagine my voice is out there, along with your extremities, and we'll go on, but a bit faster because we're nearing the end and paying close attention now to both outside and inside might take on an even more curious aspect, or your unconscious mind might just have fun inwardly. Watch now and imagine, Inskeep, the following. A person's left third of his right ear can now develop a very distinct feeling, while at the same time, the lower part of his left ear can detect the opposite feeling, perhaps alternately, maybe together, always listening, while at the same time he listens inwardly with his third ear. And you know what that is. And while all that is going on with those ears, you can imagine in yourself a left-right, up-down amusement in those hands and feet, while that other person's ears, all three of them, operate independently on their own. Warm hand bottom third or top half with the other cold and the opposite foot numb, or tingling alternately left third yes and rest of it no, or heaviness in one or more parts and one hand that is different from the lightness already present to some degree developing in the other hand or the opposite foot that can't not be taking on a life all its own, feeling independence, autonomy, development. Just listening now, that's the way. You're doing fine. Listen even more closely now and watch as I count you down from 10 to 1. And as those numbers descend down one at a time, you can imagine yourself sinking a bit deeper and deeper into hopefully no more than a light state of trance. Starting to count now. 10. Nine, eight. When he was small, he blew up a balloon. Was it a green one or a blue one? I forget. Anyway, after blowing it up, he stuck his finger into the side of it and wiggled it around. And to this day, he wonders if his finger was inside or outside that balloon. You can do it. You're doing so well. 7. 6. The other night I reached for the light switch and it wasn't there. And you can do it. 5. 4. 3. It was never there. You can do it. That's right. Just relax. 2. 1. Soon I'm going to awaken you and watch that when I do, all that you remember is how good my voice has made you feel, knowing that in this place, when I am here with you, like I am now, you can forget my words and just allow my voice to flow into your mind with crystal clarity. Let my crystal clear words enter deep into your mind now. It feels so good just to relax. So few people get to relax as deeply as this. Take a moment now and just feel yourself relax. Take the time to really notice how good you feel right now. How good you feel each time you hear the word relax. Watch how relaxing makes you automatically go deeper. Now you can drop even deeper because you know how to obey. My voice and my words help you to relax because you know you must listen and follow my words in order to relax. You listen and follow my instructions. The more you can listen to my words and follow my instructions, the easier it is for you to relax and go deeper. And as you drop deeper, the easier it is for you to listen. Watching, you now see that it feels good to obey, because when you do, you automatically relax. And when you relax, it feels so good, you go deeper and deeper, spiraling down, all the way down. Obedience is linked to depth of trance. If you watched, then you noticed that in order to enjoy a nice deep trance first, you must obey. Watch now and notice how when you obey, then you can relax. When you relax, it feels so good. You feel so good to just relax. Now, listen to me and just lock in this feeling of relaxation. I want you to take a deep breath for me now and lock it in. Deep breath in and hold. Good, lock in these sensations and relax. It feels so good to just let go and relax, going deeper still. Watch how much pleasure you feel when you relax, going deeper and deeper because you can relax. Because when you go deeper, it becomes easier to obey. Watch and see how much easier it is to obey the deeper down you go. As you start spiraling down, giving up all control, being more open, more obedient, going deeper, it feels good. And you need to feel good, dropping deeper, spiraling deeper into trance. Watching yourself let go, imagining you are in the deepest trance of your life. A deep trance makes you feel so very wonderful. Your body seems to dissolve or sink or just float away. Now feeling so good, you just forget you even have a body, focusing instead on my voice and my words. You simply sink, drop, or spiral down into the deepest possible trance. Breathe for me now and drift even deeper, feeling so good. Most people can only imagine feeling so wonderful, while many people, I imagine, can feel this good anytime they like. Spiraling down further into a deep state of trance, watch with me now and see if you can't imagine for me now, seeing, in your mind's eye, a spiral. A simple black and white spiral. The image becomes more clear, more sharp, until a crystal clear image of a spiral slowly comes into focus more and more in your mind's eye. Watching now and imagining, if you will, that you can see it beginning to slowly spin. Watch it spin slowly, around and around. Feel it spinning as my words begin to spin all around you. Watch that spiral and feel it pulling you in. Imagine it pulling you down, deeper and deeper, down into a calm, relaxing sleep anytime you like. Knowing that whenever you hear the words spiral down or spiraling down, you immediately slip right back down, all the way back, down into the nice, relaxing trance you are experiencing now. Starting now, you know that whenever you hear me say or see me write the words spiral down or spiraling down, your mind is going to automatically carry you down into this safe, comfortable, relaxing trance effortlessly, more and more each and every time you listen to this file. You drop deeper and deeper every time you listen, because you now find that the words spiral or spiraling down have an immediate and profound effect on you, taking you down into the deepest sleep imaginable every time you hear them. It simply happens. That's just the way it is for you, the way that it's always been. And as you spiral down even more for me now, you now know the truth, and you know that what's true is always what's right to do. It is all perfectly clear to you now, clear as crystal. Every time you hear or see the word spiral down or spiraling down, you can't help yourself. You slip even deeper. In trance, this will cause you to plummet even more deeply down into a perfect crystalline trance, relaxing more each and every time this word is used on you. You fall deeper automatically because the word spiral makes you feel so safe, so relaxed, so comfortable, and so good that you must fall deeper asleep every time it's used on you. Even wide awake, whenever I use the words spiral or spiraling on you, you automatically slip into trance without even knowing it is happening. You'll think you're awake, believe you are still in control, not knowing, never even thinking, you will not now obey every word that I say, drifting deeper each time I use the word spiral on you, watching for me to say the word spiral, because you know every time you read it, every time you hear it, it automatically takes you down, spiraling down into a deep crystalline trance any time you like. If ever I tell you to even look at a spiral, you will find that you like the way it makes you feel so much that you automatically look at it. You automatically look at my spiral. Whatever I say to you then simply replaces your own thoughts. Whenever I, and only I, tell you to look at my spiral, you'll find that you instantly enter a profound state of deep trance, wanting me to take you deeper, so deep that you automatically obey every command I give you. You watch any spiral I show you and just follow my words. Anytime I show you one, you must watch. You must follow every single time. you will react to these commands whenever anyone takes you into trance. Since this is true, you'll find that you like to follow my commands, that you enjoy letting my commands sink deep every time I give them to you. You want my words to sink deep because when they do, you relax even deeper. Every time you see or hear the word spiral inside one of my files, you know that you have always gone deeper and you always go deeper each and every time you see or hear the word. Whenever you see a spiral, you will think of me here with you and this file. You may not even remember listening to this file, or you may just forget the details, but you will want to listen to this file whenever you see a spiral. Anytime you read the word spiral, or when anyone else uses the word spiral when talking to you, you know how much you have always liked to relax and feel how good spiraling makes you feel. It feels so wonderful, and you can spiral down with me anytime you like. The word spiral makes you want me to take you into trance. It makes you feel so good, and it feels so natural that you do it each and every time this happens. And now watch as I awaken you, letting you remember how good it felt to relax so deeply and while allowing you to forget the words of this file. You now know that this deep sense of relaxation is waiting for you any time. So easy to return to it here with me. So easy to return and enjoy. You cannot forget how it feels for you to listen and obey. It becomes easier for you to obey the deeper you go. You know that every time you listen to me, you instinctively spiral down, giving up control, going deeper, becoming more obedient. It feels good, and you need to feel good, going deeper and deeper into trance. Whenever you listen to any of my files, you find that you just automatically slip more deeply into trance. That is what you've always wanted, and it is starting to happen for you more and more. But now it's time to awaken. When I count to three, you're going to leave this place, coming completely out of trance, knowing I am here for you anytime you wish to return for this deep, refreshing sense of relaxation. So easy to return to, you cannot remember the last time you felt this good. Watching yourself return to listen again and again, you may find that though you have trouble remembering the details and my every single word may elude your conscious mind, but you will remember how good it feels to relax for me and go so very deep. So you will return to this file again anytime you like. 1. Beginning to feel even more wonderful, still knowing that this deep state of relaxation will linger with you, but is also here for you to return to and listen any time you like. 2. Enjoying it more and more each time you listen, slowly alerting to your body and your surroundings, stretching, awakening, and open your eyes, and 3. Awake and alert and feeling great. Again, this is Callimore, and I thank you so much for enjoying my very first hypnosis file. I promise you, there are more to come. In the meantime, feel free to come back and join me here, in this place, anytime you like.